Hi guys, we are one day away from Valentine's Day, February 13th, 2019. I'm Deanie, the host of the Deanie Truths podcast. Hope you guys have been enjoying your morning, afternoon, evening, whatever part of the day you are listening. So, today is not going to be a Deanie Flaw episode because I had an interview with Tammy Loftus from the Life Awakenings podcast. She came on and we decided to talk about love. And whether it be romantic or self-love, you know, because Valentine's Day is around the corner. So we focused a little bit more on self-love for this because I thought it was important that we actually talk about that. And one of the things that she said at the end was eye-opening, enough for me to actually make a clip of it and actually post it on Instagram. Because I think it's really important that people understand exactly what it is that why we focus so much on romantic and not so much self-love. So I'm going to play the interview, but there was a part of the interview that did not go through all the way. So in the middle, so the part of the interview you're going to hear is like we were already a quarter in and then we got disconnected and we had to start again. So I'll just tell you what happened during the first quarter of it. So I asked her what she thought about Valentine's Day. She said that it's a goofy holiday. It's just to make a buck. It's a business. Well, we got 364 other days of the year to really focus on that. So she is not a big fan of this holiday. I know that Josh from yesterday plans to do a lot of stuff with his girlfriend. I'll find out from my other two guests this week what they think about it because we'll talk about it with them. But in terms of Tammy, she felt completely not with it. But we also decided what we thought of, and then as soon as we started the recording again, we were talking about romantic love, and then we went into self-love. So that's what you're going to be hearing for this episode. All right, guys, so we're going to take a little break. I'm going to have my sponsor play, and then we'll get right into the interview with Tammy Loftus from the Life Awakening podcast. So catch you in a few minutes.
I have no idea what just happened.
No, we got disconnected somehow. Okay. Did you hear what I said before we got cut off?
The last thing I heard was romantic. All I heard, it was dead air.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to know what you I said we were going to go point by point with like different kinds of love, but like we'll start with the romantic side. Like, how do you feel about? What's like the best way to go about that?
However, if you've got a list and you just want to like do the laundry list, dude, however you want to do it, you know, I'm good. Whatever questions you got, I got an answer
for.
All
right, cool. Well, then let's start with romance then.
Okay. What about it? Like, what is my definition of romance?
Yeah.
Probably every little. You know, it's the little things, you know, the great big things are huge, but it's the little things compounded interest on little things. Like, you know, that my favorite meal, whatever my favorite meal is, and you go out of your way to make sure that I get it. Waking me up with breakfast in bed some morning, sneaking out of bed and going and getting my favorite cup of coffee and coming back with just a single flower and handwritten notes, sticky notes on my car saying, hey, babe, have a great day. You know, have a hire a massage therapist to come home and, you know, rub my feet when I get home. Like, whatever that looks like. It's the little things. You know what I mean? It's not about the great, don't get me, I'm not knocking the big things at all. The big things would be the bonus in the romance world to me. But it's the little things. If you, yeah, it's the little things. Yeah. Compounding interest on the little
things.
Yes,
putting the extra step forward, pretty much.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because you choose to, not because you asked for it. If your woman has to ask you to do all that stuff, at that point in time, we've checked out. If we have to ask you to do that, and then you come do it, well, he's only doing it because we ask him to.
Yeah.
Do that shit because you want to and because you love your girl, man. Don't do it because if she has to beg you to do something for her, leave. Boy, bye.
Okay.
Like, you don't want to be in the relationship at that point. You've checked out, or figure out a way to fix it. But don't sit there and hold that relationship and hold that woman's heart hostage when you're not all in.
Gotcha. Okay. So now let's talk about loving ourselves, because, you know, that's something, like I said before, that's what I'm trying to do now as I'm going through the past few weeks. And I know you've talked a little bit about this on the few episodes, a couple of the recent episodes I've listened to you. I've actually was very, very, what's the word? It was pretty exciting to listen from the past few ones that I listened to. So let's go over that.
Awesome. Yeah, loving yourself is huge. All right. And are you thinking more specifically about the mirror exercise, where I have people do the mirror exercise I did in one of my okay. All right. So for those of you that haven't listened to my show, Life Awakening, I don't remember the exact episode. I think I've done this exercise actually in a couple of them. But, you know, we, especially as females, like I said, I can't speak for the male species. I'm definitely not a dude. But we forget to put our oxygen mask on first. We put so much work into, I have to do this. I have to make my husband happy. I have to make my boyfriend happy. I have to make my significant other happy. I have to make my wife happy. I have, you know, if you're not straight, I have to make my kids happy. I have to put all my stuff on the back burner, and we put our worth in everybody else. We become the epitome of people pleasers. And we don't even know what makes us happy anymore, because we've put so much focus on pleasing other people. And so it really takes some effort, and it takes some time, and it takes some work to learn how to love yourself. Like, I went through a really, really dark depression. And I think we talked about this on our last interview, where I almost took a whole bottle of sleeping pills. Like, I hated the person I saw in the mirror. I hate every day I would get up and I was just like, I couldn't even look in the mirror. I hated who I become, hated where I was at in my life. I hated who I saw staring back at me, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, all of that. It was just darkness. There was no light. And it took a long time. Like, I got in the gym and I worked out, and I lost 186 down to 139, whatever that math is, in 3 months. 38% body fat down to 22% body fat. It was great. My body looked great, but I still didn't recognize the person staring back at me, because I didn't know who she was anymore. You know, the physical had changed, but the inside was still very dark. And it wasn't until I really started diving into personal development and learning how to heal and really practicing the art of forgiveness, not only for other people, but for myself, that I started healing on deeper levels and started looking more forward and not backwards. And if you can't look back on your past and feel good about it, stop looking. You haven't learned your lessons, and you haven't forgiven the people that hurt you, and you haven't forgiven yourself enough to be able to do that. Start with little things and grow into.
Okay, Tammy.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you have to repeat that again.
Okay, which part? The mirror?
I heard, like, if you can't forgive yourself, and then boom, it just went out.
Oh, awesome. Okay, so if you can't forgive yourself and you haven't had the opportunity to forgive other people, you're probably not there yet. You know what I mean? It takes work, and it's a step-by-step process. And start with little things of forgiveness. Don't start with the biggest hurt that you ever had in your life when you look backwards and say, okay, I'm going to work on forgiving this person. You can't get there from there. You have to start with the little things and build your forgiveness muscle, so to speak, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So once you do that, and you, some people might can start with the mirror exercise. That might even be a good first step. So I'm going to tell you, especially for females, if you're in a stressed out place, maybe that's the, I, if you're not in a happy place, if you haven't learned how to choose happiness regularly, and you're more on the negative side of the street than you are the positive side of the street, looking in the mirror and telling yourself, I love you, is going to be hard. It may even feel impossible, but that's where you start. So go in the bathroom mirror and turn the lights on and really just sit there and look at yourself. Like, look at your eyes, look at your hair, look at your body, and learn to appreciate all of those things. When you look at yourself, like, think about it. Are you picking yourself apart? Like, oh, look at those lines around my eyes. Oh, I have love handles. Oh, look at these wrinkles on my face. My lips look funny. My makeup's bad. My hair is bad. If you're constantly picking yourself apart, you can't find any love in there. Number one, you got to stop doing that. And it starts by looking in the mirror and saying whatever your name is. Like, I'm looking at a mirror right now. And if you can look yourself in the eye and say, Tammy, I love you, and it not hurt, and there's not tears coming out of your eyes, you're ready for the next step. You know, then start with, then go to, I forgive you. And what do you forgive yourself for? All the stupid mistakes that you made? There are no mistakes. They're lessons. And those lessons become blessings. So it's a process. You know, the I love you, I forgive you, I believe in you, you can do this, we're going to do this together, and I'm going to say this every day until I start to believe it, because it may take a little while. It only hurts for right now, and the hurt's not going to last, but it starts with me. Nobody else can do this for me. Nobody else can love me for me. I have to love me for me. And those are just some tips and tools to help you do that. It's work, and it's going to push you outside your comfort zone. It's going to feel uncomfortable. But if you do it, I promise you it'll change your life.
Yeah, I completely understand what you're saying, because that's what I'm doing right now for myself. And I know that I want to ask you this, because you've been through this. How did it feel around you after you were starting to accept yourself more? Like, how, when I say that, like, how did you notice that people around you were reacting, or, like, you know, close personal friends, family members, like, when you did that, how beneficial was it?
Okay, so there's two sides of this road.
Okay.
If you are in the place where you are still, you're coming out of your people pleaser state, where you're taking care of everybody else first, and you've just put your oxygen mask on, that's what I call, you're now setting boundaries. You're doing your self-care, you're taking care of you, and other people realize you're not going to do for them as much. And the ones that are your friends, because you do for them, they say jump and you say hi, and you stop doing that, they're probably going to disappear off into the work. And that's a win for you. That's not a win for them. That's a win for you. So know that your circle of friends and your circle of influence will probably change. Some of it will be easy. Some of it will be difficult, and some of it will hurt. Once you get to that step, though, it will be freeing. You will start standing up a little taller. You'll start feeling a little stronger. You'll start standing in your power. You'll start saying no to the things that don't benefit both parties, that they don't serve you anymore. And that's you're taking your power back. It's very empowering to get to that place. In my case, I had this scared, timid little girl trapped inside of me for a really long time, and I had to bring her to the forefront and let her see the new powerful me, and let her know that she made it out and everything is okay.
All right. Yeah, because that seems like the little bit of a journey that I'm doing too, because I'm noticing that as I'm doing it, like, the people that I used to hang out with are not so as receptive as much anymore, and they've and those have really been the ones that have been the negative aspects of it. So when, you know, as I'm going through along with this, it feels like it's getting easier. I'll say that much. But I just wanted to get your side, because, you know, you've been through it and I'm going through it right now. So I wanted to see if we're on the same level almost, but it seems like we are.
Yes.
I had another. Okay. Here's my last question to you. When it comes to this, this co-alongsides with the Valentine's Day, but We were talking about how it's a bogus holiday, and we were talking about self-love just now. Why do you think that we don't focus so much on the self-love aspect of it? Why do you, I know it's because the, you know, the love for another person, and, you know, it's just trying to get, you know, it's trying to make a profit. But I mean, if we were to take the business and the profit away, how come like normal people like don't focus on that as much as they do, like romance or friendship or family, so to speak?
They're comparing their life to somebody else's highlight reel. They're on social media, and you know, people put on social media their best days. They don't put their shitty days. They don't put the days where they're having a hard day. They don't put on there that their relationship just failed. Generally, you don't see the days where you had a fight with your spouse and you struggle to be in the same room with them for 3 or 4 days. You don't see the days where you argued with your kids and your kids aren't talking to you and you're broke down because you love them so much and you don't know what else to do. And so we look at everybody else's sunshine while we're hiding in our rain, and we think we're not enough. And what you focus on grows. So if you're focusing on you're not enough, you're going to get more things in your life to show you that you're not enough. If you're focusing on your hurt and your rain showers, you're going to get more things in your life to bring more rain showers and to bring you things that hurt you.
Okay.
There's not, you have to focus on what it is that you want. And what you want is, I want love. Love is awesome. Love is a beautiful thing, but it can't be one-sided. And a lot of people, for the sake of being alone, will get in a relationship, and that's not cool. Like, don't take somebody down that road. If you don't love that person, then don't take them out for Valentine's Day, because there's a stigma around that. Take yourself out for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I totally, yeah. You've hit home a little hard. So I might be stuttering a little bit, but yeah, you hit home there. You know, that's why when I do this show, like, I don't just focus on like the best of the highlight reels. I go through everything, good, bad, worse, whatever's on my mind at that point. That's what I base my episodes around. It's kind of like in the middle right now, but, you know, I don't try to focus on the best of the highlight reels, because, you know, I've tried that and it doesn't work. So I completely,
yeah, it's very disheartening. Yeah, it's very disheartening. It's disempowering.
Yeah, you know, I totally get that. So that's why I decided to change things up a little bit with that. So I want to thank you though for actually saying that, so that people listening to this can get a grasp and maybe they can look inside themselves a little bit that they probably haven't already. I mean, you do great. You do great on your show.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
How, let me ask this just really quick. How's the show been going so far? Like, how are you seeing people reacting to you?
I've got the people that tell me they listen to it, love it. I got a couple of trainers at my gym. The sales manager, he was like, dude, I like really like your show. That is awesome. And I was like, thank you. That's great. And then, you know, I have my favorite cheerleaders. They, you know, they don't, I don't think they would ever say I had a bad show. So those are great to hear too. But I get a lot of applause from, other podcasters, anchor podcasters that listen to my show, which to me is freaking awesome. And, I'm very humbled by it. I hit 1,000 listeners last week. Almost at 1,100 already, and I am super stoked about the growth. But is it, you know, as you know, we don't have a whole lot of analytics to tell us what our listeners are doing. I don't have that feedback from my listeners, but they keep coming and it keeps growing, and it's growing faster and faster every week. So I'm going to take that as they love it. They're showing up, and I appreciate you. So,
yeah, very, very, very appropriate. Yeah, it's always tough to find out what people are exactly doing when they're listening. But usually the best thing that I can say is they're listening. They're probably just multitasking at the same time as well, but they're listening, because you'll say one thing and it'll click. They'll stop what they're doing and they'll just listen for a few minutes. And those are always
I have got that feedback from a couple people. It's like I'm at work and I'm doing something. I'm listening to you in the background and I got to hit stop for a second and I got to rewind and listen to what you just said. Because and while I'm recording, it's so funny because and I'm sure. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to repeat that because you need to hear that again, because I don't want to say I surprise myself with what comes out of my mouth, but sometimes I surprise myself with what comes out of my mouth. I'm like, oh, that was a good one. Say that again. You need to hear that. And I, you know, those are the ones that I really want you to pay attention to, because if you listen to my podcast and you really take it to heart what I say and you apply the principles that I give you, you can change your life. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell anybody that it's easy. It's work. You know what I mean? And it can be good work and it can be fun work and it's healing work. And when you get to the other side, dude, so freaking amazing. So freaking amazing on the other side.
No, you're right. I totally agree with you. That's it's a beautiful thing. This art form we call podcasting. It's great. It's great that we're both doing it. And congratulations, by the way, on reaching 1,000. I'm getting close, but not by much. But I don't worry about numbers all that much. It's all about content for me, whether people are actually listening. Doesn't matter if it's one person, as long as they're listening. All right.
Right. Yeah. It's super stoked to be able to do it. I never in my life thought that I would be a podcaster. I had only listened to a couple of podcasts in my life before I started doing podcasting. And now that I'm doing it, like, oh my God, I should have done this like 2 years ago. This is awesome. So it's really great. And it's definitely a growing journey. And I'm really thankful for you. I appreciate you having me on your show again. You are awesome. And the very candid questions and allowing me to share my heart, dude, you're awesome.
No, thank you. And I want to thank you for actually coming on, because I know this is your second time. So I'll reach out again. When it gets closer to something that's relevant for both of us to get back in to connect again. But until
all right,
then,
that sounds great.
Yeah. All right. I'll let you go, Tammy, and you have a good rest of your day.
All right. You too. Thank you, doll. Appreciate you.
No, you. Thank you. Bye, Tammy.
Bye bye.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for our episode of Dini Truths today. So tomorrow for Valentine's Day, I'm actually going to be bringing on another person. You remember her. It's Dream. She was on the podcast about 2 months ago. So she's coming back on, and we're probably going to do a little bit more self-love talk for Valentine's Day, because she's all about that. So her and I will sit down. And we'll actually talk about it. So look forward to that. The Dini Flaws episode will begin again on Friday. And then Saturday, I have Cortez Richardson from the Four Pillar Effect podcast coming on. So we'll have to save the Dini Flaws episodes for Friday and Sunday. So until I see you guys tomorrow, all the links are in the description box for all the podcasting platforms that I'm on. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, rate me however many stars you want and leave a review. I'd love to hear what you guys think. Spotify, that's also a great place to go. If you happen to be listening to me on Anchor, leave a voice message. I'd love to hear what you guys think about the show. Tell me if there's anything you want me to talk about, anything. Just let me know. All right, guys. I'll see you guys tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Arrivederci, everybody.